We are joined by the Choice Head of Policy, Julia Stewart. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very, very good. Now, we're talking today about Christmas and buying presents online. Many people will be buying their Christmas presents online this year. How are their consumer rights different online versus buying in store?
Well, the great news is that your rights when you're buying online as opposed to when you're buying in store are actually the same. You're protected under the ACL, what's known as the Australian Consumer Law, whether you've bought a product in a bricks and mortar store or in an online one.
What should people be looking out for when buying gifts or hunting down a bargain online?
Absolutely. So there's a couple of things to think about. One is just to make sure that when you're doing, might be good to do a bit of a shop around. So when obviously you look in different bricks and mortar stores, just have a bit of a look on different sites and see whether you can get a good deal. Sometimes it can be good to sign up to retailers' email newsletters and follow them on social media for special offers, discounts and a heads up on upcoming sales. And I guess the other thing to be really aware of is just make sure when you're buying things online, make sure that you're safe. So you always want to, for example, before you enter your credit card details, always check that the website URL starts with, you know, HTTPS. This means it's secure. The other thing is that there should always be an icon of a padlock next to the URL.
That's a great one to look out for. When you're trying to contact companies online when things go wrong, when you need a refund or an exchange, or you want to see just if you can change your mind on something, maybe you got a gift that you didn't particularly like and you want to see if you can shift it. It's not as easy sometimes to contact companies online versus just heading straight into the store. Well, what's your tips on getting in touch with companies?
Yeah, so a couple of things to bear in mind is one, obviously, particularly this online shopping has been a massive thing this year, so, and it's coming up to Christmas. So just, you may not get a response automatically. So just remember that sometimes it might take the company a day or two to get back to you. The other thing is to try and look on the website and see what webs or what email address there is. Sometimes it's more effective to call. And then there's a couple of options as well that if you do try and get in touch with the company and you're having problems, there are some options that you can then take if you need to try and reverse that sale or try and get your money back.
Now, another big thing over buying gifts is often when you're looking at the warranty, there'll be this offer to extend the warranty for an extra fee. So I'm curious, what's the deal with that? Is paying more for an extended warranty worth it?
Look, in most cases, we here at Choice think that you shouldn't waste your money on an extended warranty. We found that a recent survey that 1 in 5 Australians are still buying extended warranties. But here's the thing. What most people don't realise is that they offer more than what is currently your legal right to be able to replace an item or get a refund if it's faulty. So in most cases, we would suggest that you don't actually need to buy an extended warranty.
That's really interesting to know because I've always been curious about that myself. So I'll just end by asking you, what are the kind of common inquiries that people contact Choice over the Christmas and New Year period?
Look, at this time of year, we find that people are particularly in the Boxing Day sales or in the lead up to Christmas, they're buying those really big ticket items. So, you know, big electronics or white goods or fridges. And what we like to tell people is just make sure you do your research. We've got some great reviews that people can have a look at if they want to see what they're doing. And just make sure that our advice to you is just shop around and make sure that what you're buying is the best deal for you.
Julia, thank you so much for joining us today.
Not a problem at all. Thanks for having me.